When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, my name's Amy, and my spoiled mom kicks me out of the house for not having a 9-to-5 job, even though she herself doesn't work. Remember to post your unique title ideas in the comments below. Give a like to the ones you want to see animated. If your suggestion does well, we'll include you in our special Discord server. All right, back to the story. My dad was a big spender, and he always spoiled my mom. One day, he left us. He actually tried to take me with him, but I declined. I knew Mom needed me. She needed anyone, basically. She's the kind of person who doesn't know how to take care of herself. And with her being used to getting spoiled by my dad, she needed all the help she could get. One day, I decided I would get myself a job. I was still in high school, but I figured if I didn't at least get a couple shifts at the diner, nobody would have any income. It was tough. I went through a lot of hardships. I was tired all the time, and to add to that, once I got home, the place would be a mess. But I convinced myself I was doing the right thing. When I got to senior year, though, I hit a wall. I could no longer sustain working while also trying to get good grades. I was at the very end of my rope when it happened. Mom tried to microwave something, and it caught on fire. The moment my principal told me about it, I rushed back home to find my mom laughing and flirting with some of the firemen. It was as if she didn't care that she almost burned her house down. She had no sense that she could have been homeless by now if the neighbor hadn't called the fire department. Yep, she didn't call the fire department. She didn't even have a clue she'd started a fire if the neighbor hadn't been passing by. Luckily, the fire only got to one corner of the kitchen. But we were so strapped for cash, we never got the place renovated. So the kitchen perpetually smelled of smoke. I had to stay at home to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, I know the pandemic has caused havoc in millions of lives. But for me, personally, lockdown was the best thing to have happened yet. I was able to have my classes at home, and although I lost my job at the diner, I was forced to look for the kind of job that allowed me to stay home. Finally, I can stay home and take care of the house and Mom. And I don't have to quit school. That was when I discovered freelancing. At first, I did small jobs for clients on a website, and then, after I saved up a small amount, I bought my own domain and started a blog. I did all this during the day. At night, I would cook, clean the house, and take care of all of my mom's needs. After I graduated, I finally got to focus on my blog. And after months of working on it, it finally took off. I was actually seeing a steady stream of money from it. People read my thoughts, and they comforted me when I was going through rough times. And one of those rough times was when Mom threw a tantrum. Why did I put you through school for? What's the use of paying tuition if you're just going to spend all day in front of your computer? You're an embarrassment, you know? You didn't put me through school. I put myself through school. I couldn't go to college because of you, because I had to work. Work? You call that online stuff work? Freelancing? Are you kidding me? You're an embarrassment. Do you know our neighbor's daughter works for that law firm in town? Now that's a real job. When people ask me where you work, I tell them you're in jail. I'd rather people think you're in prison than explain to them that you work for pennies on the internet. You realize I do everything in this house. Did you think all your food just comes out of nowhere? Who pays for the water? Who pays for the electricity? You do something once and you think you're the queen? You know what? I'm still your mother, and if you don't get yourself a proper job, I'm disowning you. Test me, child, and I'm throwing you out on the street. I actually thought about it. I really considered it. And I can't believe I even gave quitting my blog and my online business to get a regular job a thought. I did everything for her. I was doing her a favor. I could have lived with Dad and lived a lavish life. I wouldn't have had to work. But I chose to stay because she needed the help. And now she was telling me to get out? Just because I didn't want some boring corporate job? I was no longer good enough? When I cooked for her, washed her clothes, stayed at home so she wouldn't set the house on fire, I was good enough. But just because I don't work for some company, I'm a bum? I decided enough was enough. I spent my entire childhood looking after her, and now that I'd turned 18, it was time for me to focus on my own life and go after my own dreams. She was a grown adult. If she couldn't take care of herself, it was no longer my responsibility. I packed my bags, and for the last time, I paid all the bills that needed paying. I did the laundry. I prepared 3 meals for her to eat through the day. I cleaned up the mess she made watching TV while having snacks the previous night. And then I left. Using what I'd earned from my blog, I started renting a flat. I wrote a book. It was a compilation of my many, many blog entries. And weeks after I'd left my old life, the book got picked up by a popular streaming platform. When I got the call, I dropped my cup of coffee. I couldn't believe it. For all the things that went wrong in my life, finally, things were going right. When I heard the amount of money they were willing to pay me, I was so speechless. The producer on the other line thought I'd hung up on her. My life changed overnight. They flew me to Hollywood, put me up on the most luxurious hotel suite, and assigned me my very own assistant. I got picked up by my very own driver, and I got my own stylist. Within a year, I saw my very own creation on TV. I binge-watched the whole thing in my living room, in the arms of my new boyfriend. We met during one of the promotional dinners the studio hosted for the show. I fell head over heels with Mario the moment I met him. Mario made me happy. Being with him made up for all the hard times I went through. He was the best thing that ever happened to me. Apparently, my mother thought she was entitled to what I had, because one day, she beat at my door, demanding for me to let her in. "Nice to see you too, Mother." She pushed past me and plopped herself on my couch. "I heard you were shacked up with some big shot. So, where is this guy? I gotta borrow a couple of bucks." "Glad to see you're still alive. You came all this way just to borrow money?" "It's none of your business what I do. You left, remember? How dare you take a tone with me? I am your mother. I raised you. And when the going went rough, you ran. You left me to become homeless. The bank repossessed my house. Just because you have a rich boyfriend now, your own mother isn't good enough for you." That was when Mario came out of the room to see what was going on. And immediately, Mom started flirting with him. "So, you're the big shot my daughter's dating, huh? Say, you sure you wouldn't rather be with a real woman and not this little girl? You could buy me a fancy house, too, and I promise you, he won't regret it." "Are you seriously trying to take my man in my own house?"
"It's his house, darling. Now, lower your voice. Men don't like mouthy women. Did I not teach you that?"
"Actually, ma'am, nice to meet you, by the way, but
this is your daughter's house. It was so satisfying to see the shock in my mother's eyes. Yeah, remember that silly freelancing thing? It bought me this house, a villa in Hawaii, and a flat in London. How about that for someone without a 9-to-5, eh? My mother looked at Mario, looked at me, and looked at my boyfriend again. Mario nodded, knowing exactly what my mom was thinking. Your daughter's pretty successful, ma'am. I'm just lucky to have her. That was when she changed her tone. You have 3 houses? And you couldn't bother to help your own mother out? Let me just borrow a few thousand and I'll be out of your hair. I'm done taking responsibility for your bad decisions, Mom. I took care of you. I paid for your irresponsible ways my whole life. I had to give up on school to take care of you. And you threw me out. Now that I'm successful, suddenly I'm your daughter again? What happened to the money I left in the cookie jar when I left? I lost it in a bad bet. Just give me a couple thousand. I won't bother you again. You've just proven to me that you can't be trusted, Mom. The money came from my hard work. You became homeless thanks to your own doing. Why won't you just help me? You're just like your father. That was the last straw. I stayed for her. I took care of her. And she thinks I was my father, even when I did all I could to stay and take care of her. I called security and threw her out of my house. If she ever shows up at my door again, she's going to jail. You might say I'm a horrible daughter, but I did all I could. I couldn't help her anymore. I had my own life, and I believe I should be able to cut off the toxic people in my life, even if they're family. She never believed in me. My success is my own, and she doesn't deserve any part of it. But I am thankful that she showed up, because now I have material for season 2 of my show.
Think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.